Here we go. So first of all, WrestleMania weekend. I got to ask you, first things first, how are you all feeling?
Great.
Thank you.
Doing good.
Yeah, so it's very exciting, especially considering that we got all of these events going down this weekend. But I want to start things off with, you know, this is the new era of NXT, NXT 2.0, and this is the first time that we're going to finally have this official, you know, show, NXT Stand and Deliver. I want to ask you guys how you guys have felt about the transition from NXT to NXT 2.0.
Overall, there has been a lot of changes in it. It's very different from what it was now, but to be fair, I don't think we changed at all. We stay true to what we represent, what we stand for, and that's never going to change. So,
was it an easy change?
For us, it was, I think, because we didn't really change anything. Like Walter said, I think what happened was that our hard work stood out more than before, I think, because we had like so many different guys coming in, and all of a sudden it was even more clear that we outwork everybody and we're doing a lot to be as good as we are and all that kind of stuff. So I think we were one of the few winners of that transition, actually. So I'm very happy with it, and I'm very happy that the world and NXT 2.0 realized like how much we worked.
I think that's definitely something that I've seen in all of your guys' matches, which has been absolutely incredible. Now, I do want to ask you, because we just got the recent announcement that Triple H is going to be done in the ring. Obviously, he is somebody that you guys have all worked with very closely. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that, and also, you know, just your, you know, some fond memories in regards to your work with Triple H and how he's helped each and all of you guys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he had a fantastic career. It's like there might be... there are not many other people that had a career that long and that successful, so you gotta be, yeah, congratulations for that. It's a big achievement. I think obviously everybody's happy that he seems to do better. Like, we personally haven't heard much about like what exactly happened and how he feels now and stuff. We picked it up from media too and stuff like that. Overall, yeah, he obviously has a good mind for this sport, and I think everybody in NXT picked up the things he could learn from him.
Did you guys want to add to that?
I think it's exactly what Walter said, but also apart from his amazing in-ring career, he pretty much opened the door for international talents, right? Like his vision for NXT that he had, what he created, and how much passion, love, time, work he spent on that. It's just amazing, right? And if you look at the product from today, that all wouldn't have been possible without him. So we're all very grateful for that. And he's such a passionate dude, and I think like that's just what... where we relate to him, right? He's just passionate. He loves, same with Shawn Michaels. It's just like, I feel like Real recognizes Real a little bit when it comes to that. And it always has been like that. So yeah, obviously like apart from him being a great professional in our sport, we're also very grateful for him opening that door pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, he gave us all the opportunity to come in here, and sometimes in life, that's all you need. You can put in a lot of hard work, but you need that one opportunity, and I feel like we all took advantage of it. So obviously, like, he's the man that gave that to us, and I think like we all watched him growing up. We all have the fond memories of him winning the championships and all that. So it's always a, what's the word? A crazy moment when someone like that, after 30 years, hangs up the boots. But like Walter said, we're happy that he's feeling better. And I think he can look back and be proud of what he's done.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you.